Amen.
My name is Timothy Park. I'm from New York. This morning, come to the morning session.
Amen.
If you have this sheet, you can take out, and you will see that we have different lines throughout the whole week. Of course, the morning time is the enjoyment of God in fellowship. So we spend the first time, the morning, the first period, in fellowship with the Lord. Enjoy Him as our portion.
Amen.
Then we have this one. This line is let's read it together.
The exercise of our spirit.
One more time.
The exercise of our spirit.
Now the hymn we sang was very good. Amen. All God's riches in the spirit.
Amen.
We want to enjoy these riches when we exercise our spirit.
Amen.
In fact, all the lines of this whole week depends on this line.
Amen.
If we don't have this line, we do not enter into this line, the burden of this line, and all the other lines are not real.
That's right.
So we need to pay much attention to this line.
Right.
I won't read the other line. We can read too. Of course, the burden of the whole training is on the Lord's coming.
Right.
Amen.
In the beginning, I just want to mention that we just finished the summer training.
Right.
The summer training is on Genesis.
Hey.
I think every Christian knows Genesis 1:1, right?
Let's read it together.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
One more time.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay, sorry.
We touch your spirit.
Amen.
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Our God is the God of creation.
Amen.
This God is the triune God.
Amen.
Because it's the very phrase, in the beginning, God created, these two words, God created, contains the seed that our God, on one hand, is a unique God. On the other hand, is a triune God.
Amen.
It's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Amen.
Because God is plural.
Yes. Right.
The created, this word, is singular.
Amen.
So is our God singular or plural?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Our God is three, and our God is one.
Amen.
Of course, plural, you can have two, right? Two is plural, or three or four. But the seed in Genesis develops in the rest of the Bible. And when we come to Matthew 28, I think we have here also 19, he mentioned that after the Lord's resurrection, he commanded his disciples to go and disciple all the nations and baptizing them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit.
Amen.
So very clear, our God is the triune.
Amen.
So I just want to make this point first. That, so our God is the Creator, He's the triune God. So when the triune God created man, the Bible tells us man had three parts.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of you, you've been in the church life, so everybody else came into the church life, came into the recovery, knows that man has three parts. But I don't want to take it for granted. Maybe there are some just saved, or some are new ones, and we don't know that. Is this true? The man has three parts. On the way here, I met a Catholic young man. I talked to him. When I asked him, "Do you know men in three cars?" his eyes lit up. He didn't know. He said, "Two cars, right?" Soul and the body, I said, "Three cars." So we all need to know. According to the word, the Bible, man has three parts.
Amen.
This is in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I think this has been our memory verses. Whether in the summer school too, or in the class chanting, right? Whoever knows how to memorize this verse, let's say it together.
And God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
At the coming.
Amen.
At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right. But imagine that three parts all need to be preserved,
right,
need to be sanctified,
amen.
Needs to be without blemish. So man has three parts, and if you read it carefully, it's spirit and soul and body. I think everyone in the Lord's recovery, or every one of you, should know these three circles, right? What is this?
Body,
right? And this?
Soul.
And this?
Spirit.
So man has three parts. These three parts, spirit and soul and body, in the Bible, well, it tells us how did these three parts came into existence. We all know our physical body, God created man, God made man from the dust of the ground, right? So our body is dust of the ground, from the dust of the ground. And this is the man God made from the dust of the ground. Like the kids, you know, playing with the Play-Doh, and you made something, right? And it's there. But how did this man come alive? By God, breathe.
Amen.
Into where?
In
the nostrils.
Yeah.
And man became a living soul.
Right.
You know, our understanding is, of course, everybody understands man has a physical body. And if you analyze the physical body, it's the same components from the dust, from the earth. Somebody analyzed, you know, you can make a few nails because we have iron in our body. And then you have other things, you know, water, most of the part of water, and there's sulfur, and then different things. And this is our body. And when God breathed into man, when the spirit, the breath of God, touch man's body, man became a living soul. So man has two elements, two substances. These two, when they come together, man became a living soul.
Right.
This breath of God, if you read it, in fact, the Bible first mentioned of the Spirit is in Genesis 2. That was the Spirit of God. But where the Spirit of man mentioned, it was mentioned in Genesis 2:7, but not with the word Spirit. It's with the word, the breath of God, the breath of life. But in Proverbs 20:27, there it mentioned, if you had a Bible, it should open. And there it tells us that this breath of God, imagine there is a spirit in man. Then the next phrase says what? Proverbs lost it. The breath of the what? Almighty. The breath of, firstly imagine there is a spirit in man,
right.
Then the breath of the Almighty. So the spirit and breath of Almighty, they are in opposition.
Right.
So by this verse, we know that our spirit is the breath of the Almighty.
Amen.
So I just want to make this point clear.
Amen.
That we will know that we human beings, we have a spirit. So we have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. You know, animals, they have a body. Do they have a soul?
Yes.
They have a soul. Do they have a spirit?
No.
How do we know they don't have a spirit? Huh? They don't call on the name of the Lord.
That's true. They don't call on the name of the Lord.
But I don't think that's very convincing. Animals, they don't have a spirit because they don't worship God.
Right.
Mm. Have you ever seen an animal? Even doesn't matter how high their IQ, they don't worship God.
Right.
But human being, doesn't matter whether you're educated, you're not educated, from the west, from the east, every human being, they want to worship God. Maybe they try to deny, but they have the breath of God.
Amen.
So animals, you know, they live by their physical body, and they have a soul. So we human beings, we have three parts. But the three parts, usually we use this picture to show we have three parts. We don't use this picture, right? Body, soul, spirit, we don't use this picture. Later I'll mention why. So, since you're sitting here, if right now you are thinking about lunch, then you live
by your physical body.
Yeah.
If you're sitting here, you're thinking about your classes, your grades, your study subjects, and you live by your psychological soul.
Yeah.
What makes us Christians? Spirit,
right.
Our enlivened spirit.
Amen.
Makes us Christians.
Amen.
So we have to pay full attention to our spirit. Otherwise, you know, we live by our body like an animal. You know, I don't know whether the animal really live by the soul that much.
Yeah.
But spirit is the distinction between us and all the other created beings.
Right.
So we need to pay full attention to our spirit.
Yeah.
And we need to appreciate our spirit.
You know? Yeah.
God's intention, of course, because of man's fault, God's original intention was the spirit. Of course, it's not like this. If it's like this, then three parts are equally important, right?
Right.
But God's intention was not like this.
Right.
God's intention was the spirit of man supposed to be the highest.
Right.
Then there's the soul. This is the spirit. Then this is the soul. Then this is the body. If we live by our soul, then we become a person like this. If we live only by the body, every day, you know, how we eat, then we'll be a person like this. What God wants is God wants us to be recovered back to the original.
Right.
Not only back to the original, because now in our spirit we have the spirit of God.
Amen.
You know, this is a big spirit, capital spirit. In the Bible there are at least three verses mentioned the two spirits. One is Genesis 4:24. And the other is Romans 8:16. John 4:24 mentioned God is spirit. capital spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit, small spirit, and truthful. Then in Romans 8:16, imagine the Spirit himself, capital spirit, witnesses with our spirit, our human spirit, small s, that we are the children of God. Then there's another verse, John 3:6. That is born of the Spirit, capital spirit, is
spirit,
small spirit, human spirit. So the divine spirit and the human spirit is the focus of God's work, God's incarnate. In fact, God sees us, of course we all have a physical body, right? The Bible says God sees us not as we see. We see the outer things. When God sees you, what does God see? God sees our spirit.
Right.
You know, later our brother Dave will tell you, in the whole universe, God sees only three things. I won't mention it. So we all need to learn to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Now, early on we had a fellowship with time with the Lord, right? You may go through the rituals, but if your spirit didn't touch the Lord's spirit, the time you feel still empty. Because our spirit is the divine spirit.
Amen.
To feel it. I just want to mention one thing, that is, before we touch the spirit, in fact, there's another thing should be first, that is our heart. Our heart is the door, the gateway to our being. If our heart is not open, you know, the brother mentioned earlier, faith and love, right? Faith is to believe. We believe when? We believe in our spirit. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart, and love is also out of the heart. Right? If you love someone, but your heart is cold, that is not love. So we need to love with our heart. So we need to open our heart to the Lord. You know? Even to exercise our spirit, people say calling on the Lord doesn't work. Why it doesn't work? Because the heart wasn't open. You know, if you realize it wasn't working, we need to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'm still occupied by something. I open my heart to you.
Amen.
I turn my heart to you.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Once the door is open, you exercise your spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is there.
Amen. Amen.
So even in the morning, if you spend some time, if you realize you're not touching the Lord, just tell the Lord, Lord, my heart is away. Lord, just turn my heart to you.
Amen.
Turn to you. I want you to make home.
Amen.
To come into my home.
Amen.
To come into my heart. Oh, I open the door for you. Lord, to come in. Then you exercise the spirit, and you call on the Lord, it works. It works.
Amen.
So I hope, you know, throughout this training, we will exercise our spirit.
Amen.
The simple way to exercise our spirit is just to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Once you call, but we need to call with our heart.
Amen.
That's why a Christian, how did a Christian become a believer? By calling, right?
Amen.
But still, it needs to believe first and call.
Amen.
So, okay, I'll stop here for today.
Let's all say, thank you, Lord, for my spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for my spirit.
One more time.
Thank you, Lord, for my spirit.
Again.
Thank you, Lord, for my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. To keep speaking again. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
Work. Amen. So, this session is on the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
And this message is entitled The Importance of the Human Spirit.
Amen.
And I think I'd like a different word than important. Because you hear important, and it's like there's a whole bunch of things, and something's more important. This is like beyond that. This is like essential. This is it.
Yeah.
Right? You've got a car with no engine. You have a car?
No.
Kind of, but there's no point to it. Unless you like to sit in it and not go anywhere. So, we need to see the importance of the human spirit.
Amen.
You all have a spirit?
Amen.
Is the Lord with your spirit?
Amen.
Is your spirit important?
Amen.
Okay, Roman numeral 2 says, in God's economy, man is the center of the entire universe. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, are you taught that in school?
No.
We're just another evolutionary step above the animals. Right?
No.
Thank you. Can we hear? Oh, I said, what's the response to that question?
No.
No.
Animals don't have a spirit.
Right.
You know that you cannot evolve a human spirit?
Right.
If you want to get into this with me, we can get into it. Right? Man's the center of the entire universe. How do we know this? The Bible tells us.
Amen.
It's a really good book. You should read it. It's good for you. Zechariah 12:1. Who can recite that? Okay, the important part. God.
Foundations of the earth
and
formed the spirit of man within him.
We find out how that happened, right? Took the dust of the ground and he
breathed.
Okay. Man became a living soul. Not too bad, right? So why does the universe exist? For the earth.
Right.
Why does the earth exist?
Man.
Why does man exist?
For God.
Get it? You know, it's pretty good we got a bullseye here. What's the most important part of man?
Spirit.
If man doesn't have a spirit, he's pointless. There's no point to his existence. Genesis, the first chapter of Genesis, we got God creating the heavens and the earth, right? Just like Zechariah 12:1. For man. Man is on the earth for God's expression, to express God and have his dominion. God does this by life. Whose life? His life.
Amen.
So do you want to express God?
Yes. Yes.
Whose life do you need?
God's life.
Do you want to have express God and represent him in his dominion?
Yes.
Whose life do you need?
God's life.
Can you do this without a spirit?
No.
That's correct. I think you got it. So is our spirit important?
Yes.
Do we need to live by the Spirit?
Amen.
Do we need to walk by the Spirit?
Amen.
Do we need to be joined to the Lord in spirit?
Amen.
You know, this age is a cheat. There's a God of this age, and in your classes, and the way you've been brought up, and the whole world is designed to turn you away from the human spirit. Even in Christian teachings, like Brother Timothy shared, most Christians, and I'm not condemning them or putting them down, they just don't know that they have a human spirit. Or at best, they think it's the same as the soul. Now, they are very, very different.
Amen.
And it's very important that you know that they're different and that you know how to use them.
Amen.
you know, you've got this satanic smartphone, right? The devil is dwelling in here. Really? Anyway, there's a lot of functions on this. They're different. And it's important to know. I mean, if you want to use your phone and you get on the internet, you wonder, why can't I make a phone call? This is a dumb example. Right? You want to contact God?
Amen.
You want to know God?
Amen.
You want to enjoy God?
Amen.
Yes.
You need to know your spirit.
Amen.
Right. Without our spirit,
amen.
What do we do in our spirit? All these things. Contact God. Receive God.
Amen.
Contain God.
Amen.
Worship God.
Amen.
You know, the Lord Jesus, when he's on the earth, he met this woman, a Samaritan woman, typical religious person. And she said, ask him a question about worship. Our fathers say you worship here, the Jews say you worship there. All human beings want to worship God, whether they admit it or not. And the Lord didn't say, oh yeah, yeah, you got to go to Jerusalem. That's the place to go. You got to. He said, God is spirit.
Amen.
You want to worship God? You have to worship him in spirit.
Amen.
You got to know your spirit.
Amen.
You got to be regenerated in your spirit.
Amen.
You know, what makes a Christian a Christian? Ethics? Going to church?
No.
Memorizing the Bible?
No.
Being a good person?
No.
Giving to the poor?
No.
Being regenerated in your spirit?
Amen.
Nicodemus, give me some teaching. Jesus, you must be born anew.
Amen.
That takes place in your spirit.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Ecclesiastes 1:2 is a verse that is. The point of that verse is vanity of vanities. All is vanity. You know what vanity means? It's just emptiness. Pointless. A human being without a spirit actually isn't a human being. And a human being without a regenerated spirit is a pointless person. God didn't create us to be good. That doesn't mean go and be bad. He didn't create us to get a lot of knowledge. He created us to contain.
Amen.
He created us to express him.
Amen.
I mean, you think about that just for a second. Have you thought about it? We're very content with expressing ourselves. Right? Isn't there even a saying, express yourself? I don't think you want me to express myself. Right? Express all this junk that's in you, right? Express your fallen nature. We can express God.
Amen.
This is the triune God, infinite. I mean, it's just like, consider that a little bit. You can't do that by imitation. It doesn't work. You can't do it by reading the Bible and say, what would Jesus do? You know what Jesus would do? He would do what he would do because he has the life.
Amen.
If you don't have the life, you don't have anything.
Amen.
And if we don't live by the life, we can't possibly express God. But if you exercise your spirit, the important part of your being, the bullseye, then spontaneously you will live God.
Amen.
Spontaneously you'll express God.
Amen.
Wow. Anyone ever lose their temper? Today? No? Okay, good.
Not yet.
Maybe. Maybe it's because you've been enjoying the Lord. Maybe it's because we've been using our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Exercising our spirit, walking by the spirit, at least so far today. And it's like, why am I just loving all of you? Why am I loving this sister that normally would just be annoying me? Because God loves them.
Amen.
God's in our spirit.
Yeah.
God is love. We express God as love.
Amen.
If we live by our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Timothy talked about, you know, our spirit came God leading into us. So, this is just very simple. we don't have a spirit, we can't contain God.
Right.
It's oil and water.
That's right.
It's behavior. So God is very intelligent. God is very wise. When he designed us, we have to have a spirit. Because he that is joined to the Lord is
one spirit.
If you don't have a spirit, there's no way you can be one spirit with God. It just doesn't work. So these two are very close. They're the same essence, right? The same nature. So it's very easy for them to blend together. And, you know, on the day of the Lord's resurrection, he came back to the disciples. Now, the disciples had been with him for, what, 3.5 years? And he'd been teaching them, and he had been rebuking them, and he had been admonishing them. So don't you think, I mean, if you could spend 3.5 years with the Lord Jesus, wouldn't that be like about as good as it could get? Other than 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, just say, you know, people say, I want to follow the teachings of Jesus. You could be there with Jesus himself 3.5 years. They probably had it all, right? Right?
Right.
Oh, sure. I mean, these guys know. You look at them, their behavior was still old, fleshly, self. You know, Peter had been there, and I don't know, maybe you'd be like Peter too. I don't think I would have been that bold. But he said, Lord, I'll die with you. Right? We know that story. Some young girl comes up to him and says, you with Jesus? He says, no, I don't know the man. This is after he's been with Jesus. You know what was missing?
Yes.
The Spirit with his Spirit.
Amen.
He didn't have the boldness even to tell. You know, when you go out in the gospel, now if you've ever gone out and preached the gospel,
amen,
you find one of these really tough-looking guys or professor or something, you don't want to talk to them. But you know, you get some kid, it's easy to speak to them, right? Peter couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have the Spirit with his Spirit.
Amen.
But the Lord came and breathed into him and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not long after that, Peter stood up before at least 3,000 people.
Wow.
We know that because that's how many got saved. There are probably more than that. And he spoke boldly. And these were the same people who 53 days earlier had crucified the Lord Jesus. Maybe that young girl was in that crowd too. I don't know. But he spoke with boldness. Why did he speak boldly? Did he learn the lesson? He had the life.
Amen.
He had a spirit of power.
Amen.
Right? We get a spirit of power because we've got a human spirit that's been enlivened with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Being one spirit with the Lord. So you want to live the Christian life?
Amen.
I got one amen. Okay, who said amen? Okay, you get to be the overcomer today. Does anybody else want to live the Christian life?
Amen.
You know the Christian life for a human being is impossible?
Amen.
For a fallen, unregenerated human being, it is impossible. And it is frustrating, and it is, I don't know, all of these kind of things, because we can't do it.
That's
so
right.
You have to be one spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
And if we don't have a human spirit, we can't be one spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
We can't express God. We can't exercise dominion and authority. And if you go out to preach the gospel, sometimes you need authority.
Yes.
These guys are speaking nonsense. We went out, what day was it? Saturday. And we got some young guy, and I didn't know if I wanted to cry or give him a hug or pray for him or punch him in the nose. He wouldn't listen to us. He would listen to us, but he wouldn't listen to us. He said, well, I want to know God, but I don't want the Bible. is that just words written by man? It's just like, man. We'd come at it this way, we'd come at it that way. And it's all going into his brain. And he's, you know, and it's like, look, buddy, I've learned more than you have. You want to make arguments, I can argue all those things. How about you turn to your spirit?
Amen.
We didn't say it like that yet, but we did say something. The way you can know God, you can't know him, you know, in this day and age, it's difficult to prove God in a physical way. Someone says, if you can prove to me the existence of God, I'll believe. And then you say this and that, and they say evolution, they say all these kind of things, and you say, well, and you're just caught in this big argument. But if I say, close your eyes, how many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
Oh.
I said, close your eyes. See, okay. Close your eyes. How many fingers am I holding up?
I don't know.
You don't know. Why don't you know?
Because I can't see.
Let's discuss this a while. Or maybe you should open your eyes.
Oh, 10.
10, yeah. You want to know God? Touch him with your spirit.
Amen.
Work and then contact God. So, are you convinced that our spirit is important?
Amen.
It's more than important.
Yeah.
It's essential.
Yeah.
We got to get a better word. I've been thinking about this one for a long time. Amen.
Hey,
so, with our spirit, remember, God has a purpose. God has a purpose. You know, the Lord is going to come back. He's not coming back just because it's going to be a certain day. He's got a mark on his calendar. He made a reservation to return to the earth. He's coming back because we'll be ready.
Amen.
The bride will be prepared.
Amen.
His body will be here. He'll have some ones on the earth that's worth coming back for. But to fulfill God's economy, to accomplish his goal, to participate in his eternal purpose, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We need to live by our spirit. We need to walk by our spirit.
Amen.
Our spirit separates us from the world. You know, we said, you know, don't. Y'all got one of these? You know, I mean, it's like you need it. But this week, don't need it. Right? You can throw it in the drawer and not touch it. Just separate yourself. Enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And it's like you won't even care who won the game.
Right.
Was there even a game?
Yeah, right.
Oh, weird story. It's like, wow, this government was overthrown, and you know, there's an earthquake, and there's all this kind of stuff. It's like, wow, really? Do you know this? Whatever happened in the entertainment world? Oh, I don't know. I don't care. I just love the Lord.
Amen.
I'm just enjoying the Lord in my spirit.
Amen.
You do this, the devil has no way to touch you.
That's right.
Because the one in you overcame the world.
Amen.
The one in you, the devil has no ground in him.
Amen.
Right? So, you want to be separated from the world? You want to be free from sin? Exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Learn to live by the Spirit.
Amen.
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 So, I think I'll stop here. And we have time. If you'd like to have some response. We've got, what, about 15 minutes?
We have actually 30 minutes.
We have, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they can exercise.
They can all exercise.
Amen.
So we've got some.
Just one correction. It should be Job 32, verse 8.
We've got that. Job 32, 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all got this sheet? On the bottom, there's a sentence italicized in bold. It says, focus. Let's all read that together.
Amen.
Our human spirit is the organ, the means for God to contact us and to deal with us, and for us to contact Him and to receive Him. We should live and do everything in and by the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Sisters, read the focus. Say it up and read the focus.
Our human spirit is the organ.
we should share something in and by the mingled spirit.
Amen. First, enjoy hymn number 3.
Amen.